It's getting darker when the sun is gone, and it's tough on the streets. You can still feel the heat. Baywatch Wild Nights. Baywatch Wild.
Hello and welcome back to Baywatch Watch. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zach.
And we're back. Zach, here's something that before we introduce our guest, realized just now is that when we were doing Baywatch Nights, we would say nights, 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 nights.
Oh, that's right.
We haven't been doing it. We've been doing
sorry, everyone.
We're so sorry, everyone.
Should we try that again?
Yeah. Let's, okay. We're going to, everyone just pretend like this is just starting.
Right.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Nights, 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 nights.
Hello and welcome back to Baywatch Watch. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zach.
And we're back. We've got a great returning guest with us today. Dennis Curla is back on the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I listen every week.
Oh, thank you for being here, Dennis.
So nice.
Is it going to be weird hearing your voice?
Yeah. You're going to have to listen to this one, too. We need the listens.
Please.
I feel bad. I sold you a bill of false goods. I told you that Baywatch Nights season 2 has ghosts and aliens and stuff in it, and this episode was none of those things.
None of it.
Yeah, but
what a bummer.
But okay, I have not watched the episodes. I've only listened to this, so
right.
I haven't actually watched them. Has season 2 been? This thing starts, the first like 5 minutes of this are so like, are you afraid of the dark or like Twilight Zone? Are they all like that?
Yes,
but they stick with it, and they're like, "Yep, it's real. They're really a vampire."
In this one, it's like the lesson is that I get at first I'm like twins are creepy, but then later we're led to believe that this guy was always really fucked up. He was so incensed by not being allowed to do the math for his company.
He's not good at math.
Didn't it feel like this was the first time his family was noticing it? They're like,
"Yes,
Wow, he is kind of over the top with his shit. Yeah.
It's also so weird, like imagining myself and my sister sitting in the front seat of the car while my parents sit in the back seat. And then
That would always feel weird to me, too.
Thanks
Unless
so much
like
for the loan.
80-something.
Hey, but how about your brother does the accounting?
I loved it. I loved it. Dad was like, no, this is a lot of money we're talking about. It's got to be him.
Did you guys watch any of the other episodes before this? Did you guys think it was going to be just a straight up ghost and then
of course.
Turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what is, as Morgan reveals, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I wish it stuck with it. I don't know.
I
That's
thought
what this
it was going
is.
To
stick
be
with it.
The twin coming from a watery grave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I tell
and
you what?
And at first I thought Clancy.
Yes. The first
Clancy
lifeguard that's
the
kidnapped,
lifeguard,
right?
Yes. Clancy. Yeah.
My favorite.
I thought Clancy was dead, but then as soon as Donna gets taken, I'm like, well, these guys got to be alive because they're not going to kill off Donna. But
Clancy.
I was like, but Clancy, I was like, we can get rid of him. Who cares?
Well, he had a lot of stuff to say towards the end of the episode. So
really
in the middle,
did.
Actually, too.
He really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He and also the rescue effort. I also was wondering, like, what like Mitch's priority to start with Gus.
Yeah.
And then get Donna, and then get Clancy.
Okay. Since you brought it up, I had a question. I was like, doesn't it almost make the most sense just to grab everyone? I don't. Maybe I'm
everyone
wrong.
At once.
Grab everyone and just try to hope they float. And then if someone doesn't float, you grab them and take them up first.
No,
yeah.
So on and so forth. I don't know.
One at a time, the doors. You go one door at a time. You figure it out.
I also was like really into Reese's big smile as he was like, I'm drowning.
He did sell it in that last moment. I was like,
he really did. Okay, well, let's talk about season 2.
Oh yeah, real quick.
Eight.
Do you want to do
this
last pack?
Yes, actually, before we do that, we have one more pack of Baywatch trading card.
Oh my gosh.
To open. This was a Christmas present, Dennis, from me to Zach.
Thank
how
you,
many,
Charlie,
how
again.
Many packs did he get?
Four packs. Four. This is the last
They're
one.
They're vintage 1996 Baywatch trading cards.
You guys are opening them up.
Yes.
On the podcast.
No, they
the
lost
first
all
two
their value.
Packs were nearly identical. The third
it
one
was
all new cards, which was great. But the first two where we were like, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, this is looking good, though. So far, what I'm seeing, I think this is new stuff.
Okay.
So first we got CJ, like kind of an... So, well, I was going to say action, but she's in scuba gear.
Scuba
looks like she just finished scuba diving. She's on the boat. And and she's looking about where to put her fins or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, she's yeah, yeah, fins. Yeah,
I like it. It's a cool card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another CJ. No, CJ action shot. She's helping someone who maybe injured their neck or something. She's trying to
snap their neck. She's about
to. Maybe she's gonna kill them. I don't know. She's holding in place. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
Okay, this is kind of a funny card. I don't know what episode this comes from, but it's Mitch and Stephanie just hugging, embracing. They look, something bad happened to one of them or both of them, and they're kind of consoling the other one.
Wow.
Is this when Stephanie had cancer for a very
It could
brief time?
Be. I don't know. Yeah, was she in a bathing suit when she first told Mitch, or was she, do you remember?
I know she was in a bathing suit. She was getting her chemo, but I don't remember if she was in a bathing suit when she told
me. No, right? Oh, wait, does it say Air Buchanan? Now that's probably something.
Air Buchanan was, that sounds helicopter related.
Yeah, probably. It does.
Agreed.
No, it just has to do with their feelings or something. I don't know.
Oh. Airing out their feelings.
Yeah, basically. wait, who is, oh, wait a second. Could this be, oh, this is the maybe a winner card if it's what I think it is. So it's Mitch and there's a woman on his shoulders. Is this the woman that dies from the, poison
sunscreen?
Sunscreen?
Okay, man.
Oh, God. I have so much trouble reading these cards in the back.
Is it a puzzle? It looks like a puzzle piece.
It does look like a puzzle piece.
You're right. It is a puzzle piece. What is that? Or it's just designed that way.
Why is it like that?
I don't know what the deal is with that. Huh. Confidential. How does
a visual medium.
I don't know. It's cool.
But yeah, that could be the woman that, Dennis, there was a woman, you probably have heard that, but that a woman who was killed when poison was injected into her sunscreen. So she put it on and died.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah,
so you get them.
It happens to him. All right, here's just a Matt Brody.
Matt Brody.
Yep, just kind of smiling at the camera.
He's doing great.
Okay, one more card. We're going to end with a Hobie card.
That looks like Hobie's school photo.
It does. It's a weird shot. I'm like, is this from the show? He's kind of like got his hands on his hips and he's kind of posing for the, like, yeah, he's looking at the camera. Is there a chalkboard behind him? I don't know. Looks like a photo. What do you call those?
Life touch, like a photo, yes, like your school background. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What a weird shot.
Oh my God.
How old is he in that picture, do you think?
He looks pretty young. I don't know. This is probably, what do you think? Like season two, season three or something like that, probably. Yeah, I don't
know. Weird mix.
Maybe he's like 12 or something. I'm not sure exactly.
This was back in the era of the tucked in t-shirt.
Yeah.
I hope it's coming back. I hope it's coming back.
Well, these cards were fantastic. Thank you, Charlie.
I
don't think I got a Caroline one, though.
That keeps giving.
It does. I got no Caroline
once. 1 month to the day. Actually, it was a birthday gift. Never mind.
That's true. My birthday's around Christmas. That's why.
What is your birthday, Zach?
I'm not going to say that on this podcast.
Yeah, because they'll know.
It's yeah. Good. Then they're going
to. Hackers will steal my info.
Steal his info. Hackers.
We were just talking about the film Hackers right before we started this podcast. It's in December, though. But yeah.
Okay.
You can ask me later, Dennis.
Someone else who's pretty popular had a birthday in December.
Who?
Santa Claus? Or Jesus.
Oh, Santa Claus's birthday.
You think Santa Claus's birthday is in
December? He works on his birthday.
It must.
It's his punishment.
He's like, nobody says happy birthday to Santa. Everyone says, give me presents, but it's my birthday.
It's fucked up. It is fucked up, man.
Okay, so season two, episode 8, Last Breath. We open on the beach, and I didn't... I guess this is real. I guess it's been a long time since I've been to the beach for the full day. But do they come around and tell you to go home?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Great question, Charlie, but I don't think so. I thought that was so strange.
That's so funny.
I'm like,
get out of here.
They could potentially. There might be instances, but it's like we've never
it
seen
like
it on
it's
Baywatch.
Like a swim at your own risk type.
Yeah, situation. Yeah. That seems like off. It is funny for those who haven't seen it. It is literally, is that Donna, by the way? I didn't go back to check. I was like, it's either Donna or someone else.
I think it's someone else.
But this lifeguard just like comes over. There's tons of people at the beach.
Yeah.
They're going like surfing, flying kites, all kinds of stuff, activities. She just goes to everyone, is like all 50 people is like, all right, time to go home.
I know. And everyone's just like,
all
right, drive safe. All right, have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one. We'll see you next time at the beach. Like it's a shop that's closing up for the day or a bar or something.
I know you guys are used to it,
yeah.
But how this show even opens with the weird intro credits and the weird music and the weird tone. Like, yeah. I've watched one other episode of Baywatch Nights from season one, and it was nothing like
this. Season one, yes. It's totally
different. This was for this, but it was startling how weird this opens.
It is very weird. Do you like, by the way, do you like how, because this is pretty much the norm on Baywatch Nights season two, there's a cold open of about 10 to 15 minutes in there.
Yeah. The credits were still going until minute 17.
So long. Crazy, right? Was it also weird that at one point in this episode they were like Friday 11:30 a.m.
I saw it twice actually.
Really?
I was like, is that just for the German thing? I'm like, or was this on there and they replaced it? It was an English thing. Yeah, I don't, but who it's cares? Unnecessary. Who it's cares? It is not relevant to the story.
What does this give us?
You're like, well, what day is this? What? Gus is walking on the beach. I gotta know.
Yeah, okay.
He's been trapped for days.
Strange. Yeah,
very strange. And then, so, a lifeguard who we later find out is Clancy, he hears someone calling for help, but he can't see them. He does take his time though.
That's a good point.
Water.
He's like, oh, someone might be drowning. All right.
Walk out. And he takes a while for him to be like, he's going like, you know, because you normally wouldn't, as a lifeguard, think that someone is deceiving you. Like, there, you that's not right. Something that you would think. Sure. So you wouldn't, it wouldn't be like you're in a house at night and it's dark and you hear a noise and you investigate slowly. This is the beach. This is the ocean. And you want to be quick to help someone who could be in distress. Once he does start looking for the person, he is pulled underwater.
Yes.
Jaws style. And then his can disappears too.
Yeah. He fell for it.
The second one of these is my favorite, but this one was, I thought this would actually be a really cool idea for a show or a movie that isn't this, a lifeguard hearing someone calling and like, it was really spooky and I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And in a bad way.
Yeah. And then you hope that there's a ghost.
A ghost or like some kind of ocean zombie, something, just something.
Because
I want to believe
we never get a real bead on where they are being taken.
Mm. Absolutely.
They set its
plan.
Right.
But then where do they go?
At some point, Tiga's like theorizing it must be by the car crash. So I guess our best guess is there's a cave near where the car crashed.
A cave. Okay.
Also, but they keep saying, not that this matters, but they say the car was in like 18 feet of water, but when we see a crash, it like hits
the rocks first.
Straight on the nose. And then
absolutely. And then maybe kind of falls into very shallow water.
I would say maybe a foot of water.
Yeah. Also, by the way, just thinking about it, I'm like, that cave would not work. So he's keeping people there for days. But we all know about tides. Well, that too. But there's also tides. So the water's going to like kill him at some point. It's going to rise. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. If science is correct, yes.
If science is correct. With this show, it usually is not.
Okay. So then the Coast Guard's looking for him, and the mantra that is repeated more than once is, lifeguards don't just disappear.
It's very funny. Other people do. Lifeguards, no.
Yeah.
Lifeguards, no. Something's happening.
Yeah. It is very funny.
And then Mitch is like, all right, lifeguard meeting tonight.
Yeah.
And
I wish they had that scene. I want to see that scene.
And I thought it was a search party.
No, they just want to have a meeting.
It's just a meeting. And
like, hot dogs.
And Ryan goes, how was the meeting? He goes, it was nuts.
Was the meeting?
It was crazy, man. Fucking crazy.
It was nuts.
And then he goes for a swim.
Everyone wants to know where Clancy is.
Isn't that scene so weird? He just seems to not care, though. He's like, man, that was a nuts meeting. I'm just going to go for a swim.
I'm going for a swim.
That was nuts, but more nuts is we just hold on her while he does that, then comes back and he's like, thank you.
Yes. Well, thanks for waiting. That weird run-up shot where he's shadowed and then just like comes like slowly jogging towards her. Because I was like, well, because she's like, are you sure that's a good idea? And he's like, it's my water.
Yeah,
it's
he's possessive of this ocean now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
so
guess.
Then Ryan is on the computer ruling out possibilities, and she rules out two, which is a shark attack and being hit by a boat, and then she's like, there's nothing else.
What else
she said? She really said.
I was like, there's so many things it could be. She's like, two things, that's it.
Two things, but, and she goes, what else is there?
Ryan, what about a walrus attack?
Yeah.
No, stop.
What?
boat, shark attack, or evil
that's
twins
it.
From the Egyptian
evil
Empire.
Twins, yes. Yes, from the Roman Empire. Roman yeah. Empire.
Oh, my God. Can't wait
so
to talk
then Teague comes in and he says he's very interested in the disappearance of lifeguards.
Yeah. He did say it in a way that he's like, I love it. I love it yeah. when a lifeguard disappears. This is my
well,
thing.
This guy does seem to not really care about the human cost involved. He's more
he wants
interested
to know the
in the phenomena, right?
What a bummer yeah. this must have been for him, though.
Yes.
He's like, oh, it's just some crazy guy?
Even at the end, he tries to, like, retcon it and be like, well, it was a spirit, yeah, the human inside. Spirit.
Yeah, he's,
no,
he's reaching big
no.
time. Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
So, have we not seen since season one? What did the original cast just, the third guy who was originally there?
He's just gone. No explanation.
And
it's
no
not
explanation. Other people?
They're not, like, detectives like they were in season one, although they do investigate stuff. But yeah. it's all like supernatural, except for with the exception of this episode.
And Ryan has been upgraded from someone who has an interest in science
and knows some forensic stuff a little bit.
She is now a scientist.
Total okay. scientist. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that worked out for her.
Though she did Ooh. Have a supercomputer in the first season, too, and she still has that. Yeah. That can do anything, basically.
Oh yeah. Cool. It's like can basically taps into like every database in the entire known universe. Yeah.
Is the office still above the Knights Club?
I guess it's not clear, right? I think so.
They go there every once in a while, but they don't have
like an establishing shot that shows
their stuff comes from Teague. And in this one, Teague inserts himself into their case. So
yeah. And Teague showed up episode one as just a guy that's like, that they're like, wow, this guy is a man of mystery, and he's all about, like, he wants to know what's going on with the supernatural in the world. He's right. investigating all that stuff.
Hope he figures it out. Last question.
Yeah.
This, as opposed to season one, which stayed away from, like, lifeguarding and the beach and stuff, have a lot of episodes been
all of them.
Beach
all related? Well, not like, they always find a way to be at the beach at least one scene.
Yeah.
So that was definitely something that
Mitch,
they're like, we got to have it at the
spending
beach.
Spending the majority of his time as a lifeguard. In this season,
that's
rather
what it feels
than
like.
Him working two full-time jobs.
But he gets sidetracked by these yes. like cases where there's like a sea monster or whatever, something like that. That's what this show is now. Whereas season one felt like he was ignoring his other job or somehow just awake 24 hours a day or whatever it was.
Okay, so then Ryan is like, oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there that car crash where it was a mother, a father, and one twin of two?
Yes.
Killed.
By the way, did you hear right before she said that? She said, I've researched every possible encounter a lifeguard could have with the public.
And he like, says, and she, goes, and she says, there aren't many.
There aren't many. I was like, they interact with the public all the time. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's such a strange bit. This episode had a lot of weird dialogue.
You have a lot of weird dialogue.
Yeah.
So then this makes a Teague think of Romulus and Remus.
Here we go. Yeah.
The founders of ancient Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And when Romulus was murdered, his spirit avenged his death and protected his twin brother.
Right. Okay, so that's not right at all. This is once again, I'm like, the people that wrote on season two of Baywatch Nights, they need to just like Wikipedia or something
this
like
that. This is written by the writers of The Conjuring.
The Conjuring, I know.
What?
Oh, who are twin brothers, by the way.
Twin
when
brothers.
I found that out halfway through this episode, it blew my mind because earlier in the episode.
The Hayes brothers.
Earlier in the episode, I thought about, I was thinking about twins, and then I thought about Doublemint Twins commercials from Wrigley.
Yes.
And then when I looked up, oh, it's these guys. And then on their Wikipedia, it says they were in a Doublemint Twin commercial in the 80s. So I was like, oh my God. Wow. Okay. Crazy. But yeah, this is not true. Romulus and Remus, the myth is that that Romulus actually, instead of being murdered and avenging for his brother somehow and protecting him, he killed his brother. And the reason why is very funny because I don't know, they did all this stuff and then they're like, all right, now we're going to start a city basically. But they had disagreements on which hill to start it on. And basically Romulus ended up winning out. He got to start his city. And so he built Rome, which is named after him. And then Remus, I guess, complained about Rome a lot. Wasn't that great of a city? And then he killed him. So that's what the actual myth is. And it's like,
why would
they change
so
it so drastically?
Wrong. Yeah,
I know it's so wrong.
Was Remus's city called Reem?
I don't think he got to build it. Could you imagine it could have been Reem?
Where do you live?
I live in Reem.
I live in Reem. Reem is way better than Rome.
I dream in Reem.
One other fun thing about that myth, which I did know about this ahead of time, was that they were when they were younger, they were raised by a wolf.
Perfect.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Also, Romulus, the real first name of the fictional character Roman in Succession.
Oh, is that what his real name is?
It's Romulus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
His father calls him that. Roman Roy, his father.
Remus is a funny name. Remus and Redhead.
Remus and Redhead.
Whenever I hear those two names, I always think Star Trek: The Next Generation is what my
Romulans, right? Yeah.
There was Romulus and Remus. There's a whatever, but that's what I first thought of.
Okay.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is very good. It is funny though that Teague says that. And then that doesn't really play into this. You would think it would be like,
I would be like,
that's
okay.
What that would be it about. Okay, there's a spirit. But it's because like, no, it's not though. There's twins aspect, but that's about it. That's where it ends.
What this turns out to be is a man who has just completely and totally broken with reality, right?
Yes.
Like,
he had issues before, but he directly led to the death of his family and now has completely broken and lost touch with all kinds of reality.
And he's like, I need to complete my family again.
Yeah.
And then I need to recreate the car accident so that we all die at the same time. Rather than just kill myself to be with them.
Why just blow his brains out? I was like, oh my God, Mitch. And this is before he knew the whole story too.
Yeah.
It is funny when he said that, I was like, they barely knew what was going on. He's like, why did you blow his brains out?
He should have just shot himself.
Jeez, Mitch.
But even here, okay, so if Teague is so interested in the supernatural, even here, Ryan is like, spirits attacking lifeguards? I don't think so. And he goes, I'm not talking about ghosts. I'm talking about willpower. What? Yeah.
Oh, what is that bit of dialogue? And then he said,
I watched the combat soldier who refused to fall down when bullets hit him.
Yeah, until he saves his buddy. And then they say something, I didn't write it, but it was like seconds, minutes, or maybe weeks or hours or something like that. What the hell did that mean? Did they cut out like parts of dialogue?
That made
no sense to me. Yeah. I was like, I watched it several times. I was like, I don't understand what he's talking about here.
Because what he's talking about is like adrenaline, right? Like,
yeah,
yeah.
But do you guys know what I'm talking? Did you hear that bit of dialogue when he's like seconds, hours?
She says it'll maybe give him a few seconds. Like,
what does that mean?
Teague, you're talking about like if you get hit with like a bunch of bullets, you might have a few extra seconds.
Oh, and so he's saying he could go on for hours. With the bullets,
correct.
To weeks, whatever. I don't
know. That's how you know it's a good script. That's how you know when you're thinking about it after.
That's insane. I was so confused by that bit of dialogue. Thank you for clarifying that.
Then Ryan calls Mitch and is like, check out the crash. Mitch asks Gus to meet him in the middle of the beach. They can meet anywhere or talk on the phone, but they have to meet right by a lifeguard tower. And nice. Then Gus is like, I can't believe Clancy's gone. And he's like, yeah, well, tell me about that car crash.
Yeah, Mitch doesn't care. He's just it's a bummer, dude. But hey,
I apologize for not knowing stuff. Has that character been on other episodes?
Gus. No,
because he looks like Mitch's stand-in. He looks like
maybe he is.
Maybe he
from
is.
Behind it looked like him.
You never know. Yeah, Gus and Clancy, we've never seen before.
Gus and Clancy.
They should have had a spinoff show, those two.
Lifeguard. Everyone here's a lifeguard.
Also, Donna in this episode, some of her dialogue, which she's like,
I mean,
he's got a plan. He's thinking about something. He's got a plan for us. All we got to do is try to stay alive.
Okay, I'm seriously not trying to pick on her. We've mentioned this like every episode.
She's gotten worse.
I don't know if you was she in your episode season one, Dennis? Do you remember? Was she?
I don't remember.
She owned the bar nights. Okay,
I
maybe it was a later episode.
She joined like halfway through the season, but she was like, she was the owner. She bought the bar from Lou Rawls.
Oh, wow.
She was a bar owner. She was a businesswoman, and she was like very much like a high status individual.
Yeah.
And then in season two, she has taken and become a lifeguard and is like dumb.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Oh man.
it's weird. Oh, God. I feel like that is that her character is like what the stereotype a lot of people have, yes, of like the female lifeguard character. They're like, yeah, that's what they assume the character, yeah, is like. And she seems like the embodiment of that. And unfortunately, like, I don't understand
what
happened.
If they're really trying to make something out of her and she's a main cast member, she should be coming up with the solutions to get them out of the
course
situation.
They but they never write it that
she
way.
She is the least useful.
She panicked big time, yes, when she was in the cage.
Immediately.
So, to the point that Clancy, who we don't know, has to be like, don't panic,
shut
Donna.
Up
stop.
And calm
stop.
Down.
Calm down. I was like, why is it written this way? So strange. What a weird character.
It's so weird.
What did they do to Donna?
Why hasn't Angie Harmon become a lifeguard yet?
You know what? I had a theory of this. I'm like, I think she actually does not like the water.
Yeah.
Because there's literally a scene at the end where everyone's, yeah, going to rest. She's like, I'm good. I'll stay on the beach. And I'm like, I feel like she got there that day. I was like, I'm not getting in the ocean. Maybe she doesn't know how to swim. I don't know. These are just guesses, but we've never once seen her in the water, right?
Yeah.
That's right. When they investigated the sea monster, she was up on the boat. Oh, maybe did she get in the water for a second when they fought that amoeba?
Oh, maybe. Oh,
good question. Maybe, but maybe not. I don't totally remember. Yeah.
Wait, the Sasquatch. Did she not in the yet. Water when the Sasquatch came?
I hope we get a Sasquatch. I don't know if we do.
Oh, we got to get a Sasquatch. Okay, but the thing that's also bothering me is that in every episode, they do a reset where these characters no longer believe in ghosts.
It bothers me. Knowing, I'm just like,
they have been proven.
You can't do this yet. You've had
exist.
Episode 8 now, and Mitch is like, I don't believe in this shit.
I don't believe in it. Yes, you should. Angie Harmon's like, it. Spirits, yeah, attacking lifeguards. Yeah, I don't think so. It's like, what are we talking about? You went into a cabin that transported you to an Old West brothel where an axe murderer had killed, yes, 18 people. There was a frog woman.
Frog woman. You battled a sea monster.
An amoeba.
Came from the center of the earth.
Center of the earth.
A massive amoeba and like eats humans like the blob.
Wait, have you guys seen this season of True Detective?
Yes.
I am watching it actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Do we? Never mind.
No, go right ahead. We could say, yeah, just close your ears for a second. No, I want to know. Do we think what?
Do we think it's the amoeba? I mean,
the amoeba, yeah.
The
amoeba was in that shape.
And when the guy shook and said,
we actually are also concurrently rewatching season one of True Detective because they're super connected.
Ooh.
So that symbol is the same symbol from season one.
Oh, is it? I never saw season one. Okay.
And then the Tuttles are that's the preacher and like the mega church that was like behind the cult. And so when they talk about the Tuttle, Travis, I'm just going to give everyone, this is True Detective Corner. Travis from the first episode, the one who leads Rose to find the bodies on the ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is Matthew McConaughey's character's father.
Oh,
what?
Like actually
Travis
is?
Coles. In the episode. Yeah. In the show.
Wow.
Oh, you know what, weird.
You know what I love is that season four and I guess season one as well of True Detective, very much like Baywatch Nights season two.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Do you think
all the scientists took the amoeba because they couldn't get it to and now it's all in them. Sorry. Let's keep.
Oh my God. Please. In episode three, Mitch, Ryan and T. Get them in there.
I would lose my mind if they shut up. I would love it so much.
Also, in episode one of True Detective season one, because we watched that last night.
Yeah.
Rust also says, I lived up in Alaska for a while.
Mm. I don't remember any of that. That's crazy.
I know. Well, yeah, I wouldn't have remembered it either. But then when going back and I'm like, and the symbol, the first woman they find with the antlers, that's the symbol that's tattooed on her back.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What else you guys watching? So Gus was working at Paradise Cove and he does it right out of the book when this car goes off the cliff. He's like right out of the book, when a car goes off a cliff, this is how you do it. Backup is only a second away. Mm-hmm. Gets the driver out, gets him to the surface. Yeah,
why the driver though?
Naomi.
Is that the protocol?
The driver, I guess. It's like,
look, I don't want to be too harsh, but I'm like, it's the driver's fault most likely, right?
Well, but I'm going to say that a person with a driver's license is a higher value contributor to society.
Completely agree. And you got to make sure he's not going to drive the car further into the wall.
Okay, right. Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. He might.
Got to get his foot off the pedal.
It's going deeper. We're going to need James Cameron out here to help us get this car back.
And he's like, he heads back into the water and he's never had anyone drown on him before. And then we see
about to get three
dead bodies. Yeah. And we see the woman come out with her eyes open like this. And then
and she was clearly alive, but
yeah.
dead.
Yeah.
But clearly alive.
They bring the other two. And then the dead dad is clearly not enjoying being in the water as an actor. And so he's like all squinched yep. up. Like,
yeah. They were having a tough time pretending yeah.
some choices. Everyone makes some choices.
Yeah.
By the way, when they start doing CPR, I forget which one he's. Oh, that's right. He's doing CPR on the twin.
Yeah.
Gus had some very funny dialogue to me.
Yes.
He kept saying worked on them. When he, I laughed so hard when he's like, we worked on them, Mitch. We really worked on them.
Yeah. And like, then when he's talking like, about here? When he says that he's like, and knowing the twins wrote this episode is even weirder because
yeah.
he's like, when I was like,
yes,
I was giving CPR to the dead guy, I looked up and I saw his face, the guy I was doing that. And like, if you know any twins, they are very, very into having their own separate identities and not being.
Of course.
What do you mean?
Here's what's so funny to me about that, too, is like, sure, I guess in a sense that might would be kind of weird if you really started to sit and think about it. But I'm like, you're trying to save this person's life. So why are you even thinking about that?
Yeah.
Just focus on the CPR.
And, he, and being he like,
literally
and
in that moment, like takes mind, a moment, looks up and he's like,
up.
Whoa, this is fucking crazy. this guy looks up. Like the that guy that I'm like trying to save. His life. It does but feel like he's never seen twins before either, too. He's just like, what?
So we have a mother, a father, yeah. and twins.
Twins.
I had to get my aunt twins in there. So then Mitch is like, did they ever pull the car out of the ocean? And he says, no.
I couldn't believe that either. I was like, what?
You don't
Why?
Just leave it down
no,
there.
Who just leaves the car down there?
It's not right a shipwreck. Off the coast.
It's right there. That's a danger to a lot of other people.
It's in 1 inch of water.
I know. Playing I in it. Did not understand that. They're like, nah, we never bothered to get it.
And then Mitch just goes, all right, Gus, I'll see you. He's like, what's going on, Mitch? I don't know. I'll see you later. And then he just turns around and walks away.
And
they don't
funny?
Like head back to their cars together.
No. Also, I get the feeling I'm like, I think Gus is hurting. He's had he three people died when he tried to rescue them. And then he just lost his friend Clancy, who he thinks is dead, too. Mitch is just like, all right, I got the info I needed. See you later.
Yeah.
At the end of the scene, I wanted Mitch to go for another swim and come back. We just keep seeing him do that.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it.
And he's like, Mitch, you're going to take a swim now? It's my water.
My water.
This next opening scene was hilarious. It's like one of those, when you know those like moments like on TV, like they're doing like a newscast and they'll be like, ha-ha, and they'll be like laughing about something. And they're like, oh, there was a disaster. They cut something lead into the news. It's like 80 people died in a gas explosion today. It felt like one of those. It's a radio DJ. He's like, hey, it's a sunny, beautiful day in California. And hey, still no word on that lifeguard is missing. I was like, hilarious.
There is no information provided by that radio DJ. It is like one of those things where if you're going to use a radio DJ, you want to get a lot of information out in a very short period of time and have it feel diegetic to the scene. In this case, we know they haven't found the lifeguard and nothing, we can tell it's a sunny day in California. So like,
fill space.
So then Donna is in her tower.
She seemed, by the way, she's smiling. And I was like, I guess she's not that close to Clancy. I feel like this is a day later, right? I feel like that'd be a tough day at work, right? You'd be like,
cause I was actually like, if this guy dies, like this is like, a huge day for Baywatch.
Yes.
Like,
it's rough. Like, it's a rough day, right?
A rough day, right? And so and Donna is like, but Donna is just like, every time she makes a save, this has happened in other episodes.
She's so happy.
So excited.
She's so proud of herself.
She's like, she's so happy someone started to drown so that she could rescue.
She loves it.
Yeah. Well, she just became a lifeguard. She used to own a club.
That's true.
You're right. I think that is the idea, but it is funny though. Yeah, I think you're right, Charlie. She enjoys it. She's like, great. Someone's drowning.
Like a bad day for her is if nobody starts to drown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So then a little boy starts to drown.
Yes. When she starts running in the water, did you guys notice they suddenly did like a sped up video?
No.
It's like, come on. Funny. Because she probably was running too slow, I guess.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I was like, that's ridiculous.
The other lifeguards join her and take him into shore, which is weird that she like, because she they run in after her and then she does a pass off.
Right.
And then she sits and watches them go and smiles to herself.
Which is strange. Like, I don't know. Was she standing in water or floating?
I'm just going to take this in.
That's literally what she's doing.
Yeah. I just want to take in my victory.
How did Reese just happen to know to be there when that kid was drowning too? That's what is pretty weird about that scene too.
Because what we learn is that Reese is attaching a sort of pulley to them
using
one of those underwater.
I looked it up. It's called either a sea scooter or an underwater scooter.
Sea scooter. Okay.
Yeah, like
that's what scuba divers use, right?
Yeah,
and so
to go fast.
He does that to take them somewhere where, so they have to be underwater for a very long time.
It feels like they would drown. Right?
Yeah.
Unless it's just around the corner, but still even. He's got equipment,
but they don't.
Nope.
Because everybody is going to watch, and at a certain point, that person is going to have to resurface unless there's a way to keep them underwater long enough to keep them alive.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, what cuts the what is the thing called that their flotation
device?
Yeah, what cuts that? Because it's like, it's coming with them, and then it cuts off, and it looks like it's been severed, but no one...
Yeah.
What made that happen?
You're right. I wonder that too. I was like, why did that come off their hand or wrist or whatever?
Why does that keep happening?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very weird.
Also, I know the answer is who cares, but wouldn't it be just so much easier to just mug these people or like hold them up? Like,
yes.
Why? Like the elaborate thing of roping them, going underwater with them.
Although I think this goes back to regular Baywatch, because this definitely feels like just a regular episode of Baywatch.
It does. Yeah.
I think it's just like they always want it in the water, basically. And that makes the show unique and sure. like kind of special, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the answer to that question. But yeah, it would be simpler just to do that.
Seems really hard.
The logistics of this doesn't really make sense because, like you said, I think they would all drown. It just feels like almost impossible because no one ever sees them. Like they get pulled down and no one has any idea where they go. So they have to be down for a while before the person's out of eyesight and can't see them resurface whenever that is. So, but yeah.
So then Mitch runs in from the water and says to Ryan, he's like, two lifeguards in the same week? Somebody is after lifeguards.
I love it. He knows.
Yeah. So, Donna and the other lifeguard are being kept by a guy with a gun. This turns out to be Reese, the twin brother of Gary. Gary and Reese, the twins.
Yeah.
And they don't know what the guy wants, but Donna starts panicking immediately, and Clancy tells her not to, and she just wishes they knew where they were, and she says he must have knocked us out with some drug. We do find out later that he has a tranquilizer gun.
He doesn't, though, right? That's what's strange about it. He does use the gun, the tranquilizer gun later, but it's like when he captures them, he just surprises them and then drags them underwater. So you wouldn't...
Yeah.
When would you apply a drug or anything?
Yeah. I like that he hits the cage with like a stick and that scares them. And they're like, please stop. Even though he's just hitting the cage with a stick.
Do you know what? Well, that reminded me of a movie and made me think that this could have been its own movie called Silence of the Clamps.
Also, like, so Donna again, in her being not useful. I did think it was good. I laughed.
Yes.
Okay. I like
that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Charlie did laugh just for the
just so Silence
of the Clams.
Knows, I laughed at Silence of the Clams.
Was she a big gray fat person?
But yeah, that was
he puts the lotion in the cage or the water.
Yeah.
Was she a great big fish person?
So Donna, the way that she adds information to this episode is by just saying things rather than like, it's like someone who yeses without ending.
Yeah.
She's like, we're in a cage. I just wish I knew where. And it's like,
so
she's
true.
Not like using clues to be like, oh wait, we must
just make
be
a decision.
The
yeah.
And then later it's like, he's thinking of something and he's probably got a plan for us. We just got to try to stay alive.
Yeah. So you say Donna would not be a good improviser.
Yeah. Because humans in general is you got to stay alive. Like
that's, she got on Lloyd.
Yeah.
She
got on Lloyd.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. She was in Tool when she got in.
Oh, by the way, Clancy here has such a funny line of dialogue. This is when you start to get your first taste of like, okay, Clancy's his own character. He goes, he turns to Donnie, says, "Sweetie, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm glad you're here." It's like, what the fuck? Who would say that? And then she says, because
boyfriend?
No. And she's like, he says it so like he has backup. And she's like, "Oh, is it not just so you won't die alone or something like that?"
Also,
but it's still like, a strange thing to say.
Once hey, I'm we glad start you got getting kidnapped too. Dialogue from Clancy, he's like, "Papa."
Oh my god.
And so back. B-A-C-K, back.
I know, what was that? B-A-C-K. Like, that's most people know how to spell that word.
He's like reverted to a childlike
child. Yeah,
right. Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, I don't know about you guys, but when he said Papa, I solved the case right then. I was like, okay, he's trying to recreate his family.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what he's doing. And then
it takes a long time. When the police, so when Mitch breaks into his house and then is attacked by him, and the police rightly say, well, you broke into his house.
Yeah.
Like
what's what? Again?
And then,
yeah.
And then the police are like, you guys can keep hanging around and digging through this house.
What was that about, right? That
it would be strange. Like, get out.
Yeah. They're no, like, no, you know no, what, though? Sucks. He left. He apparently left, so you can stay.
So you guys can say squatter's rights, you know. So Mitch and Griff are looking in the car, and then he's like, oh yeah, Teague thinks something down there. He's always looking for things that go bump in the night. And he's most of the time.
He is definitely right. And also, they love that phrase. I think they've used that like every episode, bump in the night, things that go bump in the night.
They head down to the car. And that's what really, so why are we to believe that Clancy showed up and then trapped Griff in the trunk for like one second?
It's one of those things that had happened and then the episode kept going and I forgot that it happened and now we're here again talking about it. I'm like, yeah, what was that all about?
He's like, Mitch, help me. I'm stuck in the trunk.
Stuck in a trunk. So we're led to believe that Reese pushed him in the trunk and closed it on him. I guess he didn't know Mitch was there or something. And then left.
Underwater at all times, causing havoc like he was a ghost.
Right.
That was honestly the most Philly accent I've ever heard you use.
What? You said
water.
No, listen, I'm drinking my water.
I was like that's never happened before.
You have a good point, Charlie. Who has the best coffee, Dennis?
This is chai, class of 99. What was the question?
Well, who has the best coffee?
I mean, here's the best coffee. I love a Wawa, but they don't have the best coffee. That's right. Love Wawa.
Oh, okay. It's who has the best pretzels?
It's comforting.
Which convenience store has the best pretzels?
Here's the thing. I love Wawa. It's not Wawa, but I love the pretzels at Wawa.
This is actually such validation because I got so much shit.
No, but when I was a kid,
that was so funny, by the way.
Overwhelmed by, I mean, my wife is also from Philadelphia and is.
It's a Philly thing, right? Yeah.
Loves Wawa.
I get it.
And it's not that I hated Wawa.
Same.
I think I was expecting like Willy Wonka's chocolate.
Absolutely. It built up so much. Absolutely.
And then I walked in and it was like people who hate me behind the counter and then them yelling at people to get out of the store.
Big one in Philadelphia.
We went to many Wawas. We went to
a few of them, right? Yeah.
Yes.
We
went to several.
The one where
I had to get out of there was there is actually a story behind that is that we went to the Wawa in the morning and we were going to go explore the city. So we shop around and then we get all of our stuff. And then we get a text that says that
more
members of our group are going to come meet us there.
Right.
And they are 35 minutes away.
No.
So then we wait for them.
Not a chance
to come too long. No.
Took too long.
Then they get there and then they all go,
we're going to order some sandwiches.
And I was like, I'm going to lose my mind. And so that was when Zach pointed the camera at me and I said, I got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. Wawa's. Get out of Wawa. And then posted it online and it was very funny because we did get reactions from some people from Philly.
A couple people who I haven't talked to in years were like, what the fuck?
I will say that yes, Wawa is like a nostalgia thing. Like you grew up with it. It was like, it was always open. That being said, when you were younger, they also had way fresher food. They made their own pretzels. Now everything's kind of like, it's too big.
Prepackaged.
Shipped in and prepackaged. Yeah.
So it lost some of the quality.
But it's still, I still understand the nostalgia behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
at like 3 a.m, you could walk to a Wawa and get anything you could get at any normal time. It was like, and
yeah, which is nice. Yeah. Yeah, we call that 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
in the country.
Can you get a delicious hoagie?
You know what? I know. I think Wawa is better than 7-Eleven. Oh, but you know what though?
I can't get a delicious hoagie.
Charlie can attest to this. 7-Eleven in Japan.
In Japan,
much better than either one of these two.
There are three 24-hour convenience store chains: Family Mart, Lawson's, and 7-Eleven.
There's actually
all of them
more.
Are great. Oh,
but there, I forget which ones. There's
like those are like the ones that I saw.
But those
the
are
most,
ones. Mini Stop, I think is one.
Yeah,
of them.
Mini Stop. Yeah, you're right. Mini Stop.
There's Longer Stop.
There's Longer. That's when you want to take your time. They're all fantastic, though.
Do you think the opposite of mini is long?
I couldn't think of a word.
That's a good point. I didn't even realize that.
I tried.
I kind of took, Dennis, I was like, mini amount of time.
Yeah. Okay. So when you
By the way, we love Philly, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
I truly do love Philly. Oh, my God. Dennis just showed us a Wawa sign. He's got to put his headphones back in. Dennis, we just said we love Philly, though.
Box. Oh, is it a canvas?
Yeah.
Canvas art. Nice. I like it.
You should get a van, Dennis, like a 70s era van,
and put
that
on
the side.
Hell yeah.
It's beautiful. Can you hold that up again? I want to get a screenshot of that.
Fantastic. And that's what George Harrison was writing about.
Yes.
In the song Wawa.
Yes, Wawa. Absolutely. John Lennon was shot just outside of a Wawa. Probably true.
Is there a Wawa in New York?
Well, in New York City.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a Wawa.
Mark David Christensen.
You know what's so funny? I've made that mistake several times where I say the reverse, though. You know, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say his name, and then I say Mark David Chapman. I'm like, nope, that's not right.
It can't be right.
I love his two-man team.
Yeah. Okay, so
yes, I checked. Sorry.
After this very brief diversion, when Griff is trapped in the trunk for seconds, he gets out, and then he's like, he just tells Griff to go home. He's like, you can get home on your own, right? He's like, I'm gonna eliminate another possibility.
Real quick, I forgot one other huge part about this underwater scene. So they're talking the whole time, which is not possible. And I was like, this is so strange because they never do that on Baywatch. Anytime there's an underwater scene, they're just whatever, like it would be in real life, unless you have like some kind of radio communication, which they don't have. But for some reason, whoever put this episode together was like, you know what? Let's just have them talk. They're having just full on conversations, right?
Yeah, I was
like,
that's insane. They're in their mouth,
but they're somehow just talking clear to each other. And just like, hey, I'm going to check out the inside of the car. Why don't you check out the trunk?
Yeah.
I was like, you can't do that.
Why wouldn't you just tap them and just
tap them and point? Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'll go in here. Yeah.
So then
very funny.
Mitch heads to Reese's house and sneaks in, and he's like, why the hell does he have two of everything?
So funny to me. I'm like, some people do, Mitch. It's not just a twin thing.
It's like two bikes, two motorcycles. It's like, what? It's just so funny, like the idea that like he's like, he really does think that like twins are from another planet. Like he's just like, and he's like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't like it.
You know, and it is funny. That's one of the things that shocked me when I realized that twins wrote this episode. I'm like, this seems like they hate twins.
It's
very anti-twin. They're like, twins are weird. They're probably one of them's at least evil. Well, at least one of them's evil.
Twins are weird.
Yeah.
I was like, so strange that twins wrote this. Okay.
And Mitch is breaking in to this house.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does this almost every episode. He does something illegal where he's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Last episode, he was really bad the whole episode.
Yeah, really bad.
This is his moment, though. He's just like, I'm just going to go in this house.
And when he breaks in and he's looking through the house, like, Reese is, like, basically Michael Myers at this point.
Yeah, he's a serial killer. I wrote that down.
Knife-wielding maniac who comes out and attacks Mitch and, like, is, like, hell-bent on killing him.
The only thing the house was missing, he needed like a board, a board, and then like pinned pictures of all the different lifeguards or something, like, and yarn attaching them. Yeah, something like that. But he's lost it.
Yeah, he's lost it. And then he eventually runs away, and I was like, well, it's his house.
Which is funny. Yeah, he could just be like, get out of my house.
So then Officer Brown, Detective Brown,
yeah,
says you broke into his house and he attacked you. I don't know what you want. He's going to say he was just protecting his property.
Yeah, he's right.
Yep, sure. He is right. Yeah.
And Mitch is like, I just want to talk to him. And then he's like, I'll see what I can do.
Which doesn't really do anything. He doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ryan and Teague are going through his house, which also would not be allowed. They'd be like, Mitch, you can't be here.
Stop. Yeah.
This is not a crime scene.
Now I'm going to invite two of my friends over.
You're the criminal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, man, he's like, do you think he planned all this? And he's like, no, it's too chaotic. Planning requires order and precision. And he's like, he was in mourning and then he turned into rage on lifeguards. And he's like, no, it's not at lifeguards. All his rage is actually directed at himself.
Is that when Mitch says
responsible because he lived? And this is, yeah, he says he didn't leave the house. He didn't take care of himself and he lost everything. After months of loss, he's alone, a twin alone. Mitch is like, should have just blown his brains out.
An insane bit of dialogue. Oh my God.
And they're like, he didn't want to die alone. He wants company.
Also, not quite as wild, but at one point, Ryan is like, when she's explaining Reese, she says, his whole psyche became totally intervened with his family. And I was like, that's not the right word.
No, that's right. He got intervened with his family.
So then we get Clancy and Donner in the cage. And he's like, oh, we could work it out, man. We could work it out. And he says, shut up. Don't talk to me. I've asked you nice. Don't talk to me. And he's like, come on, man. He says, no, Papa. And then he just starts banging on the cage.
Yeah,
quite a bit. And I guess he hits Clancy a little bit. So he gets.
Yeah, I couldn't quite. Though Clancy did challenge him to a fight. He said, let me out of this cage. Let's fight.
Yeah. And Donna's like, you heard him. You really heard him.
That's pretty funny. That was so funny. When she says, you heard him, you really heard him. I was like, yeah, he's fucking unhinged.
And then she's
like, she's shocked. Like, how could you? How could you? Like, I understand keeping us in a cage, but.
Yeah. What are you going to do with us? And he says, I don't want to spoil the surprise. And I'm like, so he is a psycho. Like, is he a person who is so detached from reality or is he an evil psychopath?
Okay, here's
they're doing both all the time.
Yeah,
they are doing both all the time. Truly, to me, when I heard that one bit of dialogue, I was like, that was just written because it's like that's something people say in movies or something.
Yeah, that's something crazy.
I don't
want
to spoil the side. But it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't fit his character as what we know right now.
A surprise would be to do something different.
That's rather true. Than you're right. You already did this one, Reese.
Everyone expects him to do.
Yeah.
You're good. That's, good point. He's like, I'm going to start my own branch of the lifeguards.
It takes Mitch and Teague and Ryan a long time to figure out what he plans to do. Long time.
Yes.
And he's like, this guy is one sick puppy. Makes him really upset.
It does. Clancy says that almost like he's going to say just to Donna, but it's like clearly he's not far away enough. And he's just like,
Reese is like, hey.
Yeah.
He
yells something at him, and I could not understand. I listened several times. Could you understand what he said? He's like, shut your mouth.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's impossible.
So then on the beach, Gus sees something floating in the water. He waves to Noomi. Noomi comes running. They head out, and Gus is roped and pulled under. Yeah.
Yes. This is when we find out how Reese does it.
Yes, and Noomi follows him, but all he can find is his can. He's using the water scooter, underwater scooter.
Yes, sea scooter.
What does that cost?
I don't know. You want to get some? Should we all get sea scooters?
He's got that. He's got a cage thing that he bought at some point.
I mean, he's not spending money on anything else at this point, Dennis.
Yeah, so. He is not even taking care of his house. And he's he probably is holding garage sales because if he sells one of everything he owns, he'll still have another.
He has to scream.
Oh, that might be it. Because I was going to say, I felt like there's a flaw now I'm realizing. He should have had two sea scooters with him.
Yes!
Twice as fast, I assume. Or does that not work that way? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So then this is when Donna says he must have a plan and they got to do whatever they can to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And he tells him to get back, B-A-C-K, back.
Yes.
Gus tries to explain that he did all he could, but he wants him to let him go. He's like, you got to let him go, man.
By the way, since we're on the topic, and I know they've covered this in Baywatch before, that is such a strange thing. I wonder if it does happen. I mean, I assume it has happened in the real world. But the idea of like someone blaming the lifeguard, hey, but I survived, but my brother died, and I hate you now. And it's like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
That's right? Am I wrong?
Sure, it's like when people get mad at like a doctor, although there are doctors who are responsible for like bad surgeries and stuff.
That's a different.
Guilt, right? So like the idea is like he maybe thought
blame yourself though, right? I don't know.
Yourself.
It doesn't track with this character. Like it would have been amazing. Like what they could have done is had it be that this character was like a super responsible brother, loving, all this stuff. He's taking care of his family. Horrible accident, drives into the water, comes down, and he says to the lifeguard, save my brother and my parents, save my brother. But he starts with him, and then he's like, told you to save them.
That makes more sense, right. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
And we know he can talk underwater because that's what people do in this episode.
Save my brother.
Save my brother. But in this case, he is already unhinged.
He's so unhinged. That scene, I was like, whoa.
And like,
I can do the math.
It's also really weird when we do get that conversation with the parents, because Gary's reaction is like, come on, don't ruin this for us. Yeah. Like his parents are going to no longer co-sign the loan. Like, haven't they already co-signed the loan?
They have already co-signed the loan. Yeah.
It's a done deal, man.
Hey, there you go.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is when we get Mitch and Ryan and T going through the house. And all they have is a yearbook. And then Mitch has a photo album with family pictures. And then Ryan gets a call. He's like, he's got Gus. And Mitch is like, what? Not Gus. And then Mitch immediately goes, oh,
yeah.
Mother, father, brother. There we go. Creating a new family. That's exactly like.
Figured it out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have information we do. How does he know that?
Yeah. And then he gets another call and like, oh, they got Toby too. And he's like, oh,
shit.
I was wrong. My theory was wrong.
Never mind. Back to the drawing board.
Was there like a dog in the car with them or something?
Yeah.
It's got to make sense somehow.
Did something happen with the trunk? Griff got trapped in the trunk. So I'm just trying to connect that.
Yeah. If it seems like it has nothing to do
with the trunk. Maybe that was just random.
Maybe it was. I think Griff said that to save face. He just fell in himself, and he was like,
"And what does Teague say?
Fulfilling the prophecy,
fulfill the mythology of twins.
The mythology of the twins." I was like, "What? This doesn't line up mythology. With what you said earlier."
Yeah,
sure.
No, he's gonna do it.
He's got to return back to where this started, and he's like, "The car." And was the car like they go to the garage? Was there a car in there when Mitch was going through it?
There were definitely two bikes.
Yeah, I want to say
bikes,
no.
Two motorcycles, yeah.
I want to say no, but the idea could have been that he was walking around. It just wasn't in view, but I feel like it wasn't there.
We should have seen it.
We should have seen it. Because they come into the garage and they're like, it's not here.
They go to the garage and they're like, it's not here. And he calls, he's like Brown, he's gonna fulfill the mythology of twins.
Can you imagine if you're Detective Brad? You're like, I'm sorry, what?
They also weirdly do pan down to scuba gear on the floor, which I
think
is
the
other set.
Yes, what was that about, too?
Maybe it's the other set.
Oh,
I forgot about that. Focuses on it, and it's just like, this is very important.
One set is missing.
And then a bra drops down to the floor, and you're like, okay.
Okay. So then...
But it doesn't... It isn't important, though. Because we already know he uses scuba gear.
It doesn't.
Gear.
Of course.
We've had several scenes of what he has. So it's so strange.
But then they use that later.
What if the person forgot to stop rolling on the
Might
camera
actually,
and
I
let it
so.
Go and it just panned over and they were like, hey, that actually works.
Yeah. So maybe. Or the editor got it and was like, I assume they wanted this shot, so I'll keep it in.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it in. Yeah. He's like, how much do we need? We need two extra seconds in this episode? All right.
It's true.
I know.
We'll focus on the scuba gear.
So then Donna pretends Clancy is dead. Reese doesn't like that. And then Gus attacks him, but it doesn't work at all.
No, not even close. Yeah.
He wraps a chain around his neck. I thought he was going to kill. I thought it was like, is he going to kill Clancy?
Kill Papa? He would have fucked everything up.
I know. He would have. Then he pulls out a gun and shoots Donna with a dart and then shoots the other two.
Yeah.
Mitch tells Detective Brown to meet him at PCH in Paradise Road. And he has them in the car and he's going to drive them off the cliff and he's going to make it all stop. And then we get a flashback to the car crash.
This is an insane scene.
Reese and Gary, the twin brothers, are in the front seat. Dad and mom are in the back seat.
Everything starts out all good. Family's having a nice drive. Basically, just so you know, all four people seem sane.
And
just so you know.
So he's like, thank you for co-signing our loan. And then the dad goes like, we were talking about it. And we think Gary should do the accounting.
Yes, the twin brother.
And Reese explodes.
Flips the fuck out. Like you've never seen someone. He is so pissed. It's an uncomfortable moment. Could you imagine being in that car? You're like,
oh my God.
What the?
And I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's like we don't have to do what they tell. Like
that too.
Yeah. We'll talk about this later. Like instead he's like, well, I'm gonna do it. I'm good at math.
Dude, what do you guys think the idea is? Is this the first time he's ever flipped out? Can't be, right?
Oh, no, I think he's got problems.
Right.
Yes. Like, yeah.
So what are they doing co-signing on this loan?
And well, why is he driving?
An even better question. And also the dad, it's like, know when to point out that Gary's going to be the accountant. Maybe not this moment.
Right.
Maybe and when so you're then, on solid ground and safe.
Yeah. Right? Wait, sure. Why did the dad need to bring this up now? This is like supposed to be a dad good seems moment clueless for about the family. It. Yeah.
By the way, maybe I'm foreshadowing who I'm going to pick later, but the dad felt like an actor that would be in one of those commercials that is like, so can I get life insurance
for
50 cents?
Yes. This life insurance, how am I going to pay these bills? He's like, well, a reverse mortgage could help.
It's one of those things. That's very much what he felt like to me.
This dad was like a dinosaur. And
yes,
like,
he was so much older than the wife too.
Yes, he was so much older than the wife.
The wife
and
was 22.
Also, yeah. So then Reese gets upset and drives off a cliff. And then in real life, Reese handcuffs himself to the steering wheel and drives him off a cliff.
Mitch, Ryan, and T get there like seconds after they've driven.
Seconds
off the
after.
Cliff.
And then the second car lands on top of the first car in the water. Yeah, everyone's fine.
It pops it out of the water. Yeah. Back onto the cliff.
And then Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi come and they try
to crash
there.
It's a fun episode.
It is. It's a fun episode.
I can't believe they got Belushi back.
Well, do you know the
Jim
the mythology?
Yeah, the mythology. Romulus
and Remus, the Belushi brothers.
Jim and John.
Jim and John.
Mitch one at a time gets these people out and then he decides he's going to rescue Reese.
He does save Reese for last, which is the right thing to do.
The right thing to do, but then Clancy is like determined that Reese survive.
Oh yeah, you know what, before that he gets down there, he's handcuffed.
Right.
And you kind of mentioned
that's when he does.
He's got a smile on his face and he points to the handcuffs.
It's like, Joker laugh. He's like,
it is. He does nail it pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
I did. It's funny. I found his character a little annoying, I'd have to say, for the most part. He nailed this moment right here.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Mitch tears off the steering wheel to get him out.
After he does the laugh, he's clearly dead.
He dies right away. He got his laugh.
Dies laughing. But then Mitch pulls him out and they start doing. And Clancy is like in the way, like gets down. He's like, yeah, you son of a bitch. You're going to survive. And Mitch is like, get out of here.
I mean, yes, he is interfering with what they're doing. But I get it, too. He's been in there for 2 days in that cage or 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wants him to survive just so he can like beat him up or something like that. Or just get justice, you know, go to jail.
Is it Clancy says like he's not gonna make it, and then the very next shot is Mitch saying he didn't make it.
Yeah. It cuts back to commercial, just says he's dead. Clancy yelled, breathe damn you. By the way, I kind of mentioned this earlier when Mitch is rescuing them. Teague, who is not a lifeguard, does go out. He swims out to help out and kind of bring back people back in the water, and Ryan just stays on shore and is like, there they are. There it is. It's like, why didn't Ryan help in the least bit?
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
All she does is stand over there and she's like, hey,
there's someone.
But then Mitch later is like, he's like, hey, I'm kind of proud of you. And he said, you don't like the ocean. And she's like,
yeah, but you didn't get in.
Scary. And he's like, yeah, that's why it's called the ocean.
I was like, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Ocean does not mean scary place.
Dennis has checked out of the podcast.
He has checked out. What happened?
I'm sorry. I looked up the cast for this episode because I wanted to see if the guy Reese had done anything else. I'm sorry. That's what I was looking at.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you find anything out?
I'm reading his bio. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
apparently.
Was it actual twins? Or did he just.
No, it was not. Yeah, I looked that up. It's just him. Because they do have the scene in the car. Great split screen work. It does look like there are two of that same person in there. Or twins, if you will.
Yeah.
But I guess they just. A split screen.
What's more expensive, casting a second actor or doing the split screen?
See, no, that's what I think it is, though, right? Yeah. I think they were like, it'll cost more if we get that second actor. Yeah. I don't know. Dennis, do you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Dennis, Dennis, what did this episode do at the box office?
This episode was the number four movie of all time. This episode of Baywatch.
Wow. Right? Avatar, right behind Avatar.
Avatar 2. Water. And then
Baywatch Nights episode. And then
Baywatch Nights season 2, episode 8, Last Breath.
Amazing.
So then Mitch says, if the ocean were safe, I'd be out of a job.
He's got a little dawn on him. He likes that people drown.
Yeah. And then he says, come on, let's go home. End of episode.
Wow.
The end of his bio. I'm so sorry. Yes. I apologize. The end of his bio, like the last piece is, while in New York, Anthony auditioned for The Godfather Part 3 and won the role of Anthony the Bodyguard.
Oh, nice.
So is he
he's Anthony in it, I guess, right? Oh, wait.
Anthony worked on the movie for 5 months is the end of his bio.
Oh. Huh.
So yeah, he must be in it, right? I assume. Although it's just weird that it's not like, and then he was in Godfather 3.
5 months is a long time to shoot a movie, right?
Yeah, well, that's going on.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm back.
I've never seen Godfather 3.
What?
Yeah.
I just heard only bad things about it. It's been a really long time. I actually don't think it's as bad, but it's just not as good. It was still nominated for Best Picture, which is funny.
That's funny. So was Avatar Way of the Water.
Yeah. There's also a pretty cool helicopter attack in the movie.
Oh.
A lot of people. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a huge mafia meeting and the helicopter pulls up and goes.
Oh, shit.
It's everybody. very similar to Star Trek Into Darkness, which has a very similar scene at Starfleet Academy. Okay.
Al Pacino beams out.
That was season 2, yeah, episode 8.
every time.
Beam me up, Scotty!
Every time I beam out, they beam me back in!
The Kobayashi Maru. okay.
Okay. Well, yes.
So that was season 2.
She's got a green face.
Oh, hoorah!
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! Nothing changes. It's still just hoo-ah.
Oh, it's a hoorah. Oh, hoorah! That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, oh, hoorah!
That's so good.
Oh god,
so that's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That gets all my awards.
Now we have Jilsies or Hofskers and Jilsies to give out. First is our Hofsker, our best actor of the episode.
Who is it?
I am actually going to give my obnoxious character. I'm going to go ahead and give mine to Reese. He played two characters in this. He didn't have a ton to work with, but Papa, B-A-C-K back.
He added that in. That wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
I don't know, right?
Yeah.
I was happy to see Teague doing a little bit more action in this episode. Because
he at least participated in the rest.
Participated. He usually doesn't, Dennis. He's just like, hey, there's this thing you should check out. And they're like, okay, we'll check it out.
It actually, you're right. It does make you think that maybe he does value human life because he seemed to really be invested in the rescue effort.
That's true. Yeah. But I think with a nice little shout out to Teague, I think I'm going to go with Reese as well. Like, I did find it kind of grating at times. I guess he's supposed to be that way. But yeah, just for that underwater smile and point. Nailed
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'll give it to Reese too, but up until he showed up in the cage, I was going to give it to Clancy because I thought all this guy gets to do is swim out and get sucked under the water. And I was like, Clancy's yeah. the guy. But then he yeah. showed up and kept doing stuff. So yeah, Reese.
I also, yeah, there's some weird thing about Baywatch Nights that sometimes it does it and sometimes it doesn't. But like, I think stakes are higher in episodes where there is a body count. And this one, I was like, oh, like something's killing lifeguards. But instead, like everyone turns out fine except for the bad guy, which is fine. But that's my.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dennis.
Do they normally do the opening like a. The first credits show up 10 minutes and then there's more credits at 17 minutes. Is that normal for a 42-minute show?
For this season of this show. Weird. I would say otherwise, no. It seemed really strange to me. I don't know about every show, but I'm not used to that. It's very odd. I don't even know what the purpose of it would be.
I was hoping for, also until they showed up in the cage, I was hoping for Ghost Car. Ghost Car was what I was hoping the killer.
I would love Ghost Car, right?
Yeah,
like a pirate ship that's haunted, but instead just a car, a current car.
Ghost car, it needs more bodies.
I also would have liked if it was like the Haunted Mansion ride, where like when they were all trapped in the car, they looked over and like the apparition of mom and dad and the brother were like right next to them, and they were
would have loved
it. Cool. I don't know.
And why not? You could have. Why did they not? Why did they have no this, supernatural stuff?
Canonically, in this show, ghosts are real.
Yeah. So why not make it real in this one?
Do it. Put ghosts in here. If he's trying to, he should be like, or his father, mother and father come back and they're like, we still think you're bad at math. Yeah,
you're
he's
still like, not the accountant.
Papa, no.
Let your brother do the math. all right, or Jilzy.
I'll go with Papa. I mentioned that earlier, the dad. He's pretty bad. He just seemed like he was on a different show. He just seemed like he was in a commercial.
I'm going to give mine to Donna.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm bummed because like they took a character that was like actually like, you know, relatively interesting and had some potential and just turned her into another like Baywatch bombshell, but like dumber than any of them.
Because
the other ones, the characters are really interesting.
They're great. And this one, they seem like they don't want to give her any like redeeming qualities, really. Her main thing seems to be that, like you mentioned this earlier, someone is drowning, she saves them, and then she's like she's really excited, proud of herself.
Yeah.
And that seems to be it. Yeah.
I know this isn't what happened because the producers are great on this show. We all agree.
We do, actually.
I know. They're very nice guys. But it's like they were like, we got to get her in a bathing suit. Get her out of the club. Get her in a bathing suit.
Get her in a red bathing suit.
I'm gonna give this one to Clancy.
Well, Clancy, you don't like him. Breathe, damn it.
I just like that when I didn't think he was gonna be in the rest of the thing, and then I liked that he was being freaked out by him hitting the pole. Everyone's equal level of this show.
You know what? His character did feel almost like that. I think you should leave a sketch where it's like. I said the lines before you. It almost feels like he was just taking Donna's lines.
Jamie Taco.
One of the best sketches ever. That's what it felt like. He just like, who is this character? Why is he saying all these lines?
Did you see like, that, I said them like, before you. New sketch that Tim Robinson released like today?
No.
What?
It's like it's like him doing an interview with a climate scientist. And the climate scientist is giving all these like dire predictions about global warming and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Tim Robinson's like, makes me want to hit you. he's like, the way you say it, it just makes me want to punch you. He's like, pissing me off, and like, it's very funny. You check it out.
Cool. Okay.
I'll send it to both of you guys after.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. So next, best baddie. I guess.
Do we just have the one? I guess.
We just have one baddie.
I'm gonna give it to the ghost car. Can we say the car's a bad guy? I mean, it drowned four people.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give it to the trunk of the car.
Okay, I like that.
Yay!
I like the idea that the trapping had nothing to do
with it. I think it had nothing to do with it. Because it doesn't really make sense. What's
because
the point?
Because what we should find out from that is that there is something supernatural and that the car itself, it's like Christine, the Stephen King.
Yes,
it's like, it's like the car itself is the killer.
Yeah, that would've been cool.
But no.
No, he's just by the way,
I'm gonna double dip, and I'm gonna say dad again. He should have known that was not the moment to bring up that Reese is a little bit incompetent. It's like, come on, dad. It's like he
should have had the
he definitely is a bad
like,
dad.
No.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Reese has definitely been like this his whole life, and it's like dad has not learned. He's just like, I'm just going to point out once again, you don't know math. And then it sets him off, and everyone dies.
Also, like, it's funny to assume that the brother was going to do the math, like him being like, he's like, I think we should tell him not to do the math. And he's like, maybe he won't do it anyway. And it's like, no. I think he's going to want to do the math. Because like, who volunteers?
I was just going to say, yeah, it's a strange thing, right?
Especially if you are bad at it. Like, it's equally crazy to be like, I'm the math guy.
Yeah. No one wants to be it. No, it's not like, and then one of you guys gets to be the electric guitar guy.
Yes.
You just get to sit around all day and play electric guitar. No, he's like, he wants to do accounting.
He really wants to do the accounting. And the idea, I mean, it would have been interesting if it was like they already had this company and he was like, hey, we've noticed that the books aren't really adding up.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, I'm going to drive us off this cliff. And then you could be at least like, there'd be like, oh, something foul afoot, you know, but no, instead we're just like, we don't even want you touching the math.
No. Do you think the dad was like,
yeah.
Reese, sorry, look, we know that you just get two of everything. Like two for you is your highest number and you don't know how to count beyond two.
Or the dad starts like quizzing him. He's like, 7 times 6, go.
It's like, not on the spot.
Two. Is it two? No.
Yeah.
7 minus 6 is one.
Okay. Finally, we give our rating out of 1 to 6 Hasselhoffs.
Should I go first?
Who is Please first? Go right ahead if you like. Oh, anyone, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm on here like once a year, so I'm going to give it 6.
Nice. I like it.
I'm okay. Not. this is not a sixer for me. I do want to go on record and say that my expectation for this show is that there will be a supernatural element in every single episode for this season. And the fact that you tried to give me a regular Baywatch episode or a season 1 Baywatch Nights episode, that is a detraction.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, that's a no-no. So I am going to give this one 4 Hasselhoffs.
That's nice of you.
F-O-U-R.
Yeah, because 4. I think there was some fun to be had here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably better than most of the season 1 Baywatch Nights episodes that we got. Because they didn't try to put in a bunch of private eye stuff and you know, like weird stuff about like who's going to make the coffee. And
it's funny since you brought that up again, it is funny how incompetent a detective Mitch is in season 1.
Yeah.
It's funny that that's the character they wrote.
And in this one, it actually does make it more important because he's investigating the disappearance of lifeguards.
Of course.
Which seems to be in his realm. In all the other episodes, he is out so far out of his depth.
Yeah.
And like,
ooh, out of his depth.
Yeah. He's like doing CIA shit.
I know
the movie's already ruined. Like, I know they'll never do another Baywatch movie because the first one was so bad and it did so bad. But it would be funny if they did the comedy version as just a lifeguard by day who then has supernatural shit happening to them at night. And it's just like they do both sides of it.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see that movie. What did it do at the box office, by the way, Baywatch movie?
I think it only did like 56, but here's the thing. I don't know. Don't ask me. Don't look it up. Stop.
What Why?
I don't know. Cause I don't know. It's not my wheelhouse.
I'm curious.
I know. It didn't do what they wanted it to do.
Okay. Are you looking it up, Charlie?
No.
Okay. Shut up.
Okay. Dennis. Well, I am very similar to what you just said, Charlie, in terms of this, episode. If this was a regular episode of Baywatch, the regular show, I think I would probably give it like maybe somewhere around a 5 or something.
Yeah,
but because it's Baywatch Night season 2 and what I expect from the show, I'll be a little generous.
Was it 56?
You guys, so you remember?
Yeah, please go ahead.
It made 58.1.
Jesus.
Right, see, this guy knows. Because of it was not what I expected of the supernatural, I'm going to go 3, which I still feel is kind of generous. Yeah.
Ooh.
It was a bummer that we got no ghosts on this one. They should have had ghosts.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do we think this was like a script that had ghosts, or like we've already done that? Let's give something real, or what do we think happened?
I don't know, because I think it does seem like these guys, these twins, wrote on this show though, Baywatch Nights.
Okay.
As opposed to the regular one, but who knows? But yeah, it does almost feel like it's a Baywatch episode. And they're like, hey, you know, we could use this for Baywatch Nights.
It is interesting because, like, if you look at the YouTube comments on these episodes that we're watching,
which are
some people are very split on whether or not they liked the fact that there was anything supernatural Absolutely. At all on the show. Yeah. And they're like, what's this stupid aliens and ghost stuff? And I'm like, I mean, for a recap podcast, as the crazier it gets, the better, I guess.
It's fun.
If you're like really interested in the quality, I can see how you might feel that way. But then there's also some people, like one person put, this episode scared the shit out of me. And then someone replied to it and said, me too.
Sure.
I was the me too.
Usually, yeah. Usually something scares you because it feels in the realm of possibility. But if you're not a lifeguard and you haven't tried to save a family with twins and everyone except for one twin died, I think you're okay.
You're gonna be all yeah. right. You're, this guy's not coming for you. He's dead too.
Maybe I'm being generous here, but maybe they just didn't like the idea of being in a cage in water. I don't know, which would suck.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So I guess it's like claustrophobia.
Could you imagine?
It's like, yeah. Like Ryan Reynolds' movie was Buried.
Oh yeah. I never saw it.
I neither.
I did see a comment on YouTube too that was like, I forget what it was exactly, but someone said something like, "Oh, finally! I'm glad
finally that they grounded did do this grounded
episode." I was like, "Why are you even watching this season?"
Wanted to reply to them and be like, "Fuck you."
Sure, but it doesn't feel like just don't even bother with this season.
Yeah.
This is clearly. Because that's what's going to be most of the season.
Luckily, YouTube comments will have no impact on the way that these episodes play out because they were recorded 10 years
of
before
course.
YouTube ever existed. So,
if not longer. Oh,
there's
yeah.
Two seasons. Two seasons Baywatch
yeah. That's true. Yeah.
This is it.
This is it. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But there's 21 episodes, which is nice. They didn't do the standard. You
there's
know,
actually 22 of both seasons. Oh, for some reason on Wikipedia, were you looking at the episode list earlier? Mm-hmm. Someone numbered them wrong. There's two episode number ones of season two. And it bothers me so much. And I'm like, why did it? But I've never edited Wikipedia and I don't,
well,
I'm not going to try.
There was a reason they did it then because Wikipedia is always right. Or was it because Agreed. You didn't give $3?
No, it's just nothing to do with anything.
Because you didn't give $3 to Wikipedia.
You didn't give the $3.
Most people don't. You got to give. A lot of people give. I love looking stuff up and having something being like, most people will ignore this message.
Me too.
It happens in December, all of December.
And I will keep on scrolling. Sorry.
Whoa, Charlie.
Do you want me to fund Wikipedia?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Do you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, Baywatch Watch will be making a sizable donation to ongoing public encyclopedia. Until you know what, I'll give money when Baywatch Watch gets a Wikipedia page.
Oh, okay.
And each of us gets our own individual Wikipedia.
Would love that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And then we will contribute.
The big three.
Yeah. So Wikipedia, you're on notice.
It was fun hearing Heather back on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Great. We love Heather.
We love Heather.
We love Heather.
Love Heather.
Did you hear? Okay, I have to say this before we go that like Trump gave a speech the other day where he was angry at some Republican politician and he was
Donald
like
Donald Trump?
Yeah, he supported Rhino Paul Ryan's presidential campaign in 2012. And he wanted to end Medicare, throw Granny off the cliff. The Democrats did throw Granny off the cliff. And he's like, and we're not going to throw Granny off the cliff. Speaking of grannies, I will be attending a funeral.
No.
A lovely granny.
No.
Melania's mother.
No.
Melania's mother, a wonderful
grannies?
Woman.
Yeah, and, oh my gosh.
And Melania's mother what? Is 1 year older than Donald Trump.
Yeah, grampies.
Wow. Wow. He's like,
throw granny off the cliff. Anyway.
That sounds like a movie from the 80s or 90s. Darn.
It does. Throw Mama from the Train. Yep, yeah, with yep. Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, Throw Granny from the Cliff. or like Mac and Me.
Ooh, Mac and Me, great. That's the one. Yeah, that has the McDonald's montage.
Yeah, but it's the one where Paul Rudd, every time he went on Conan, it was the kid in the wheelchair heading down the, and yes. flying off a cliff, and then Mac popping up and going like, whoop.
what a strange movie that is. Just a blatant E.T. ripoff.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for being here. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
I do not. Have a good day.
Whoa. Okay. Let me just once again say, hoorah.
Hoorah. If you want to watch, you want to watch Paradox Lost, it's a feature film on Prime still. So you can check it out if you want.
Yeah.
Yes, please do. There's
no Baywatch Blu-ray. Nights. I own it. I own the Blu-ray.
I own the Blu-ray as well.
You're both in it. All three of the people on this podcast are
Dennis
in it.
Dennis also has a Blockbuster rental, a copy of Paradox Lost.
He's going to grab it. He's grabbing
it. There it is. There Beautiful. It is.
Beautiful.
Hold on real quick. Real quick.
And Dennis, while he's getting whatever he's getting, let me ask you, how much do you owe on that Blockbuster tape now? Can you hear me?
You have no idea. So much, because you can't return right? it.
You can't return it. He's got one too.
Infamously in love.
Oh my God.
The spine. Is it on the spine?
Yeah, it's on the spine.
Fine.
Wow. Where do you get those made?
Etsy.
It's a great gift. Like truly, truly. And and getting one. Yes, it's cool. It's a very cool thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll let everyone else go because we're having a lot of visual elements to the end of the podcast.
What else is new with you guys?
Yeah. But we will be back next week with an all new episode of Baywatch Watch Nights.
Nights.
Until then, stay wet
at night. Nights.
Yeah. Don't wet your bed.
What?
When the waves are crashing.
Thanks for listening to Baywatch Watch. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode. If you're just joining us, please subscribe to Baywatch Watch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave us a review on the Apple Music Store. It really helps us out. Thanks, and until next time, stay wet.